So the epistle for the Sunday after the Ascension is taken from 1 Peter chapter 4. Dearly beloved, be prudent and watch in prayers, but before all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covereth a multitude of sins, using hospitality one towards another without murmuring, as every man hath received grace, ministering the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the words of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the power which God administereth, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 15 and 16. At that time Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Paraclete cometh, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeded from the Father, he shall give testimony of me. And you shall give testimony, because you are with me from the beginning. These things have I spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour cometh, that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth a service to God. And these things will they do to you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you, that when the hour shall come, you may remember that I told you." Please be seated. Non vos relinquam orphanos. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, we celebrated the Ascension of our Lord this past Thursday. You see, the Paschal candle is no longer here, signifying that our Lord has left. He's ascended to the Father. And so as we see with the apostles, there was a longing for our Lord. They missed our Lord when he had left them, to the point that they had looked up to heaven, still waiting for him to come back. But it was something that the angels had mentioned to them. He is gone. He will not come again until his second coming, and he'll come the same way that he left you. And so for the apostles, there was that longing, but our Lord had told them, "I must go. Otherwise, the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, will not come to you, the Comforter." And so the Comforter was promised to us, promised to the apostles, but then also promised to all of us. And so we can say this, the longing that the apostles had in their hearts can be similar for us, the longing that we have to get to heaven. But our Lord had promised us that he would not leave us orphans. We will not be orphans because he sends to us the Paraclete. And as I say, the Holy Ghost is also referred to as the Comforter. And so our Lord had to do so. He had to leave in order for the Holy Ghost to come. But we see in this Mass today, it's interesting, in the communion prayer, our Lord asked the Father not to take us out of this world, but that he should keep us from all evil. It is almost like an answer to all of us longing to get to heaven. But then our Lord says, well, no, the prayer is that you stay here. You stay here, but God willing, he will keep us from any evil. Even though we may have this longing, even though we may have this desire to leave, to try to get to heaven, we have to realize that it is God's will that we be here to work out our salvation, to try to make sure that we can then gain the gift, the gift of heaven for us. I mean, for all of us, this life is a test. Just as we had with the angels, they had their tests. Theirs was pass or fail, one attempt. Adam and Eve even had their test, and through their failing of their test, well, then we all suffer the consequences of that because of original sin, and that is something that we battle every day then. We battle then the stain of original sin that is still on our soul. And so the residue of that causes us to have to try to fight that all the days of our life. But it is with the graces that God sends to us that we will then gain heaven, that we will gain then the gift that God has planned for all of us. So as I say, it's interesting to see how that is the prayer that our Lord gives, that he does not desire for us to leave this world, to leave out of this world, but that we stay away from the evil that is in this world. And that is his prayer for us. And so that is why then for all of us, we must accept what God sends to us. This desire then to serve Almighty God, this submission to divine providence, it is something that St. Augustine speaks of actually for this Mass itself. He refers to it as the sursum corda, this raising of our heart to God. This submission then to what is divine providence for all of us. St. Augustine talks about, he says, with our Lord's ascension, it should not be something that troubles us because he has ascended to the Father. That is something that he had mentioned to us, he had promised to us would happen. So he said, that should not bother us, that should not trouble us. He said, if anything, if our minds are there, if our minds are with our Lord in heaven, you know, that is where we will gain the peace in serving God in this life. It is through that fact. And so it's the same thing for the apostles. You know, the apostles had our Lord for 3 years. They were with our Lord. They walked with him. Our Lord taught them. He spoke to them in parables. And so from that, you know, they were with our Lord for so long, and then all of a sudden when our Lord leaves, in a way they are fearful. They don't know what to do. But our Lord had told them, he had promised to them. He had promised to them that he would send them the Paraclete, the Comforter, to help them. And that is something that with his ascension we had mentioned about the strengthening that that was for them to be able to do their duty of state. And so for all of us it is the same way. Yes, we are in this world and sometimes we see the things around us and we wonder. We can even ask the question, when is God going to do something? Because of the state that the world is in. But again, the comfort that we should have in the fact that God is in control of all things. That God will not leave us orphan, as I mentioned to you at the very beginning. He will not leave us orphans in this world. He is with us. I mean, not only sacramentally present, that he is with us, but he is still with us. And that is the comfort that we must have, the comfort in trying to do the things of God. And that is why St. Augustine says, sursum corda, raise up your hearts to God, to accept the things that are there, to accept the things of how they happen to you. That doesn't matter. God is in control of all things. That is the comfort that we need. And through that comfort, that is how we will then sanctify our soul. And that is why he speaks on that is the peace that we will have if our minds are with God. If we think of the things of God, then our soul will be at peace. And that should be a reminder to us of the Collect of Ascension Thursday, what I spoke to you about, of raising our mind and our heart to God, of keeping our mind on the things of God. You know, and that is how then we will be able to serve God. And that is why St. Augustine says it is so important for us. It shouldn't trouble us that God left. It shouldn't trouble us that our Lord ascended into heaven. Just as it should not have troubled his apostles. That should not be a trouble to us. Because clearly we have to understand God is in control of all things. Whether he is physically on this world or not, he is still in control of everything. So for us, the comfort that we have is God is directing every single thing. God directs all of the things that are permitted in our lives. And so that is a comfort to us. That should be a comfort to all of our souls. And that is why our Lord said to them, I won't leave you orphaned. Don't worry. I have to leave in order for the Paraclete to come. I have to leave in order for the Comforter to come to you, to strengthen you then in your mission, to strengthen you in your duty of state. In order to fulfill that. And so that is why for all of us, St. Augustine, even after then the time of the apostles, he says, it shouldn't bother us. If anything, that should allow us to raise our hearts to God and to keep our souls at peace. Because God is directing everything. God is directing all the traffic in this world. And so that is why then we must have this submission to divine providence. this accepting of how God directs our lives. And that is how any of us will have that peace of soul. Because for all of us, the crosses and trials of this life, yes, they can be something that is a worry to us, a burden to us. But if we can understand of how the mind of God works, that God is permitting these things, God is allowing these things to happen as a means to help us, well, then it can make it easier for us to accept them. It makes it easier, it doesn't make it simple for us. But it does. It makes it easier for us to understand. Okay, well, God is permitting this for a reason. I have to understand that. And I have to try to follow divine providence. And that is what our prayer must be. Our fiat to the divine will. And that is what St. Augustine is speaking about when he talks about lifting up your heart to God. Of raising your heart to God. We say that before the preface of the Mass, the sursum corda, this raising of our heart to God. And that is how we will direct our thoughts to God. And so then it does tie into the collect of Ascension Thursday, of trying to think of the heavenly things. That even though, yes, we have to be in this world, to think of the heavenly things will keep us going in this world, and centered on the path that we should be, the path to heaven for us. So even though the prayer of our Lord seems, he is saying, I don't ask to take you out of this world, but protect you from the evil of this world. Again, what a comfort that is to our souls, to understand what our Lord is praying for, to realize what our Lord is asking for each and every one of us. That we are protected from this world, the evils of this world. And so for us, our responsibility is to think of the things of God, to consider the things of Almighty God. And that is how we will be protected from the evil and the things of this world. So truly, let that be our prayer today. Let that be our prayer to Almighty God. And that we too may say with the introit of the Mass, hear my cry, O Lord, for I am calling you. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.